going to visit Hod. We're going to take the three cards, the three letters. We're going to go to Hod and put the cards together. As you breathe in, draw your attention to your feet. Wiggle your toes, squeeze, and feel your feet from the inside. As you breathe out, relax. As you breathe in, draw attention to your legs, calves, squeeze, and relax as you breathe out. As you breathe in, tighten your buttocks. And as you breathe out, relax. As you breathe in, tighten your chest, your belly. And as you breathe out, relax and let them fall. Let your body fall. Let it feel heavy and solid on the floor. And as you breathe in, squeeze your fingers and hands. As you breathe out, open your hands and let your fingers rest open. And as you breathe in, squeeze your nose and your eyes, your mouth. And as you breathe out, let your face relax. Imagine that you are in the forest, in the wood, sitting quietly. You can feel your feet on the floor. Your feet are bare and you can feel the earth. Wiggle your toes and you can squish the earth between your toes. Solid, brown and green. Stand up and begin to walk along the path that is in front of you, through the woods, brushing past the leaves. Feel them against your face and your hands. Walk along the path, through the woods until you come to the plain, the green plain, in the center of which is the temple of Malkuth. Above you the skies are blue. There are clouds, but they are few and far between and look beautiful. You can hear birds in the distance. The grass is soft underneath your feet as you make your way towards the temple. In the distance behind the temple you can see purple tinged mountains. And as you begin to get nearer to the temple you can see the four steps that lead up to the platform where the door is. When you reach the bottom of the steps you pause. In your mind, you acknowledge the archangel of this space, Sandalphon. You say their name, and you feel them around you, welcoming you to this space. And you take four steps up to the platform, pause in front of the door and acknowledge the motto written above it, Know Thyself. You push the door open, see the black and white tiles of the floor of the temple, And as you step inside, the firefly ashim brush past you like a warm breath. And as the door shuts behind you, you can see the temple altar, a black double cube in the center. Just beyond the altar sits a young woman wearing a crown on a throne. She smiles at you and beckons you towards her. This place is the ground from which you work, the body of the tree that you climb. When you reach the altar, the young woman takes from inside a cloak that she wears, a black box, places it on the altar, and slides it open. Inside the box are the three cards. You take each one out in turn. You put one down in the center and see the letter that is yours and yours alone. You take the second one out and place it to the right. You take the third out and place it to the left. You put your hand on the middle card and you close your eyes and you feel the young woman lean forward and kiss you on the forehead. And as you do, you remember being in Yesod amongst the purple air, and you see a face. You see a face just briefly. You try and bring it into view. If it forms an image for you, let it come. If not, it will come later. You open your eyes and the young woman stares at you and smiles. And you place your hands on the card that is to the right. You once more close your eyes, and this time you can feel the young woman's hands rest upon yours. And you remember the time when you were in Netzach in the rose garden. The naked woman with the sword as she draws it gently across your hand. And you feel the blood rise. You open your eyes once more. And the young woman wearing the crown beckons towards the back doors. You leave the three cards on the altar and you move towards the doors at the back. The door on the left. There are three doors and you're going to the door on the left. Above the door, written in Roman numerals, is the number XX. The young woman opens the door and you step forward and you are in a graveyard at night. You wait for a moment. You look around. All about you are tombs and mausoleums. At your feet there are gravestones flat in the earth. And you're standing on a path that seems to wind its way between the gravestones. And you begin to walk. Ahead of you on the right, you can see a tomb. Box-like. It rises from the earth and the lid seems shifted sideways. As you reach the tomb, you can see that there's a gap allowing you to see inside. You can't quite make out the contents of the tomb, so you reach forward and push the lid. It resists at first, it feels heavy, but you push and it slowly slides away. And then you look down and you can see yourself, your own face, eyes closed, hands across your chest, resting as though asleep in the tomb. You look up, and above you, an angel with wings outstretched, tinged with red and carrying a sword. And as you look, the figure inside the tomb rises up. You stare at yourself as they step out of the tomb and reach out their hands towards you. You take a step forward and embrace yourself, closing your eyes, feeling the grip and warmth. And when you open your eyes again, you're alone within the graveyard. The tomb is empty. You turn away and begin to walk down the path towards a gate. The sun is beginning to rise now as you go through the gate to the graveyard, leaving this space and turning left along a street. The grey light of the early morning is beginning to give way to the golden moments of dawn. And as you walk down the street, it begins to feel warmer. Things seem to begin to move. On your left, a courtyard space opens up. There are trees planted in the middle of the yard, and the leaves have been falling, filling the space with wet and damp. You walk through the leaves, which are soft and squishy, towards a large building with glass fronts and marble walls. A set of steps lead up to the doorway, and as you enter, you see yet more steps rising ahead of you. To the left and to the right, you see bookcases with glass doors that rise as far as the eye can see. You notice someone coming down the steps in front of you, coming towards you. They plainly are here to welcome you. The hermaphrodite of Hod beckons you towards them. They take your hand and lead you up the stairs, past desks and bookshelves, and doorways into rooms, along a corridor, and they stop in front of a doorway, open the door to a darkened room, and beckon you inside. You step inside, and they close the door behind you. In the dim light, you can make out a few figures, some candles, show a little tiny bit of the interior, but the edges are difficult to make out, disappearing into blackness. Your eyes begin to get more used to the space, and now you can make out a circle drawn on the floor and realize the figures stand at the quarters, four of them, robed and slightly shapeless. You can barely see their faces. One of them turns to you, walks over, takes you by the arm, and draws you into the circle, where they indicate that you should kneel down. And you do so, resting on your haunches. In front of you, you can see a candle. In the periphery of your vision, you can see the figures beginning to walk around the circle. You can hear a low murmur as they chant under their breath. In front of you, written on the floor, are various figures, letters, signs. Just in front of the candle, illuminated by the light, is the letter that was on your card. You can see it written here in white paint or chalk. The figures around you walk slowly in a circle. They pass in front of your eyes, and you seem to feel relaxed and settled. And you close your eyes and rest your face down onto the figure on the floor, the letter written in chalk, resting now onto your forehead. In the distance, you can hear a high, whining noise, as though it's somehow 1,000 feet above you, a whining, whirring hum. You can just make out the chanting of the figures as they circle around you. Your hearing now rests inside this hum. This tone is growing louder. A single note, continuous. It's beginning to be clear in your ears, in your head. Nothing else can be heard but this single note. All you can hear now is your own thoughts, the single sound of a note continuously droning, humming. You listen to the note. As you listen, it feels like your body is beginning to move or vibrate. You can feel the note in your lungs, in your fingers, in your groin, and legs, and feet. The whole of your body. And as you begin to notice that you can feel the note in the center of your chest, you can hear a voice rising from inside you. A voice that repeats three sounds. repeats three sounds. They begin to become one. Each sound slipping gently into the next. Each sound merging with the next until only one name remains. One name remains. You can hear the name and you begin to say it. You begin to repeat it yourself. You begin to say the name. And you can hear it now coming from the people circling around you. You can hear the name being repeated. Repeated. The sounds begin to fade. You lift your head from the floor and look around, and you are in the room alone. The door opens and the hermaphrodite walks in and offers you their hand, which you take. They lead you out of the room, down the hallway, and they stop outside a door to a lift. You step inside and the door slides shut and you feel the lift begin to descend. You feel it descend and stop. When it stops and the door slides open, you step back out onto the black and white tiles of the Temple of Malkuth. Walk towards the altar, the double cubed altar in the center of the space. You stand opposite the young woman who sits on the throne wearing her crown and smiling at you. On the altar are the three cards still, with the three letters. And you rest your left hand on the card on the left. You can hear once more the name that was repeated. The young woman stands up, comes towards you, and picks up this card in the center, and presses it against your chest. She takes the next card on your right, presses it against your chest, and repeats the same with the last card. You can feel her hands rest against you. And you can feel a warmth wander through your body from these hands. As you hear the name and see the face and feel the blood. The young woman slaps the altar hard and makes a sharp noise, brings you back to the situation, the temple itself. She smiles at you once more before she sits down, and you turn around and walk towards the door, brushing past the Ashim, looking back once more before you leave, before you step out of the door to the Temple of Malkuth, onto the platform, down the steps and across the grass plain towards the woods, towards the forest. As you walk across the grass plain towards the forest, to the woods and the earth and the place from which you came, back to this time and this space, back to this time and this space where you are now in this room, and this time and this space.